Today is Ash Wednesday. Each year, Ash Wednesday breaks into the messiness of our lives to focus our way into the season of Lent. Lent is our annual journey towards a deeper relationship with Jesus by way of the cross and into resurrection life. Take a moment to pause and breathe in and out slowly, intentionally. Rest in knowing that God is with you, even in the messiness of life.
As we begin Lent this year, how do you find yourself? How messy would you say life is for you right now? How about your relationships? Experience any messiness in those? Why do some people just seem to spread their messiness all over you and others? Can you see how you do the same to them? Because let's face it, yes, life is messy. Take a moment to acknowledge that Jesus is graciously with you in your messiness, no matter how severe it is.
The season of Lent has long been a time of facing our messiness through self-examination, as we listen for and discern the Holy Spirit's refining movement in our lives. Many approach Lent out of ritual or duty. This year, we invite you to acknowledge all the messy pains, disappointments, frustrations, anger, sadness you experience internally and externally, and find Jesus already there, waiting for you. Waiting for you, not with a pointed judgmental finger, but an open hand of invitation, with a knowing look of acceptance on his face. This invitation offers a powerful way to reflect on a relationship with Jesus, so we can see how life can be lived in the messiness as we become a conduit of God's transforming presence and love. During this season of Lent, we will create space to follow Jesus as he wades into the messiness and then invites us to embrace a more beautiful way of being through him. Our hope and prayer on this year's Lenten journey is that we would see the messy details of our lives as opportunities to more fully love as Jesus loves, because love like his changes everything.
When you hear this year's Lenten invitation to fully embrace the messiness of life, what wakes up in your mind and heart? Does anything change in your response, knowing that Jesus is in the worst of it with you? Is it comforting? Frightening? Hopeful? How do you see yourself responding to this year's invitation?
At the beginning of our Lenten journey, we reflect on knowing that no matter how messy life gets, no matter how messy our relationships can become, Jesus truly understands and is with us because he has experienced our messiness in every way. Jesus was born in a messy stable and knows what it's like to have humble means. Jesus was on the run as a refugee in a foreign country and knows how misused political power can make for messy lives of the people. Jesus cried and wept due to the messiness of a best friend dying. Jesus felt the sting of unrealized joys due to misaligned expectations of others. Jesus became angry due to the messiness of greed at the expense of the most vulnerable. Jesus bore the pain of messiness of betrayal by those he called friends. Jesus felt the messy weight of loneliness as he was abandoned by his closest friends when he needed them most. And perhaps the most remarkable, due to the messiness of our sin, Jesus felt abandoned by God.
So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. Jesus understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most.
Knowing that Jesus has personally experienced the messiness of life, how does that help you accept his offer to be with you as you face the messiness in your life?
One way to actively find a way through the messiness this Lenten season is through the traditional practice of keeping Lent. We keep Lent by giving over to Jesus something we normally do or have, and look to Jesus to help us see through the messiness in a way that will bless others. In other words, keeping Lent isn't about ritual, but relationship. Over the course of the next 40 days, what can you offer to Jesus looking for how others might be blessed? We might start with the desire to move from the messiness of anger to joy by declaring to Jesus, "Jesus, less of my anger and more of your patience." Or, "Jesus, help me see how my self-centeredness creates a mess in relationships, and may I embrace more of your self-sacrifice towards others." This heart set is reinforced on our Lenten journey when we can translate it into practical terms or physical reminders. Let's say you turn over to Jesus your TV watching. So instead of watching TV, you allow the extra time to be transformed by creating space for Jesus through reading the Bible, doing a prayer walk through your neighborhood, or grocery shopping for your elderly neighbor. Or say you offer to Jesus your daily Starbucks. You might see Jesus transform that extra money that you would usually spend by moving your heart to invest it in a neighbor in need or one of Christ Church's mission partners.
What are some ways you can keep Lent this year? What is something you normally do or have that you can turn over to Jesus so that he can deepen your relationship with him and bless others? What messy, less than Jesus-like character quality would you offer to the Holy Spirit to be replaced by the character of Christ? Perhaps a friend or spouse or your family can join you and decide how to keep Lent together.
As you hear today's scripture again, think of a specific messy situation you are experiencing in life. Now picture Jesus right beside you in that messiness, offering to you his sustaining presence and empowering grace.
So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. Jesus understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most.
In these final moments today, picture Jesus walking with you in the midst of the messiness of life. Talk to Jesus about how you imagine yourself keeping Lent over the next 40 days. It's okay to acknowledge your messiness. Jesus fully understands. Listen then as he shares with you where you need his transforming love in your life to love others in their messiness.
Jesus, we acknowledge the messiness of our lives, how we add to that messiness, how that messiness is put upon us. Jesus, love us and help us to love through the messy.